Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
What's going on? It's Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We start off every day and every hour by saying,
hey, man,
what has changed? Why does this look different is the question I'm asking you. And I will answer it for you before we go any further.
Cousins.
Mike, this offense all of a sudden looks like it has life. Bijan Robinson had a nice homecoming yesterday. It is a Falcon Monday, guys. 11 targets on top of the rushing yards. Pitts, 9 targets. Drake, 8 targets. All of a sudden, Mike, this offense looks like it's come alive. And I said yesterday, as the game was going on, why does Pitts look different all of a sudden?
Yeah, it's – well, first off, the quarterback's under center a lot more. And that creates the play action. And then you have to respect it because Bijan is doing great, and so is Tyler. Give the ball to Tyler, short yardage. Aside from those fourth down calls, which made no sense, and the execution was even worse. But no. Zach Robinson is really figuring this out. We got to bring Zach back. You know, these guys, we'll talk about the fans I heard today that are so soft.
Uh-oh.
You know, that are like, oh, no, we got to bring him back. Got to bring coach back. Really? I said to Carl before the show, I just tweeted it out. Some of y'all are like the guys who go back with a girlfriend who cheated on you. Oh, no, it's going to be different this time. She's not going to sleep with her personal trainer or the milkman or the fireman next door. No, it's going to be different. She's really, guys, she's dialed in. She's got to figure it out. You guys are so full of it, man. Soft-ass town sometimes. But anyway, we don't apologize for winning. Great win.
Yes.
But you still had to sweat it against one of the worst teams in the league.
Which makes no sense. 26-19. Cousins 21 at 35, 197 yards, 2 touchdowns. He did throw a pick. But regardless, he had a rushing touchdown. And Mike, where has the quarterback sneak been? Why are we all of a sudden running quarterback? Oh, I know why, because he's under center.
Yeah, he's a year and a half now, almost 2 years removed from an Achilles, where other quarterback has got 2 bum knees. Right? You know, so I mean, a bum knee, that was another one. So sorry, Penix fans, it is what it is. You just never felt like he could do that. You know, I mean, hell, they got to keep him in the shotgun. Okay, he's got to be in the pistol because they can't even have him backpedaling. So great to see the offense function, and Drake London gave everything he got. He had, really, you could tell, he was not good, and then he kind of got tweaked in the game.
He did.
And probably would have come out. You know, he didn't want to look like, you know, he's not soft. We know that. But how about Kyle Pitts making those – this is what we've talked about for 5 years. The challenging plays, the difficult catches in traffic, the hard physical catches where you know you're going to take a punishment. Made all those plays yesterday.
Yeah, that's the thing when I said yesterday, a safe space for you to comment. What is the difference? Why does Pitts look like he's all of a sudden a different player? 404-726-0929. I'm being serious, and the reason why I tell you it's Cousins and why this thing has looked different, he's got 3 road wins, right? I mean, since being inserted into the starting lineup, You talk about the Bucks game, the Cards, and obviously you go beat the Saints. But this, to me, is the selling point, Mike, to make sure that you restructure and bring Kirk Cousins back next year. I know there are some people who say you move on, you find a gap guy, and you allow Michael Penix to come back and take this thing over.
Mm-hmm.
That's in a perfect world.
Yeah, that's how it all works out.
I don't know if we're living in a perfect world. 404-726-0929. Follow Mike. He's Mike Bell, ATL, and I'm at Put 'Em Up. See Dukes, the radio show, Dukes and Bell 929. And, of course, follow this radio station at 929 The Game. We're talking about the Falcons, guys. We got a lot to chop up. Hawks lose, despite the fact they scored 150 points last night, we will talk about the college football playoff along the way. We have a lot to get to on this Monday, but it's just interesting. And to Mike's point, if you're wondering, 7 catches, 57 yards, a touchdown. His 5th touchdown this season, that's a career high for Kyle Pitts. 392 total yards in his last 4 games. We're not even talking about for the season. And for the season, you know, this is the thing. Mike mentioned it, I think, 2 weeks ago about, oh, if he breaks 1,000 yards. I just feel like he is putting pressure on the Falcons to reconsider whether or not, Mike, they want to give him that long-term extension and what kind of money we're talking about, because all of a sudden he's performing like the guy you hoped he would be.
I was having this conversation today at the gym with my friend Jerome.
What's up, Jerome?
Not like the Jerome, it's the Alabama fan.
Oh, okay.
That we see at Hooters. Jerome, that's our buddy, one of our friends who's former APD. And he was like, you know, here's the thing. If you give him a contract, does he get fat cat syndrome? Mm. Does he revert back to everything that we've debated about Kyle Pitts? Or, I mean, is this simply he's putting together the max effort? Because it is the contract year. And all of a sudden, he looks like everything we thought we were getting when we drafted him. And I brought up a point to Jerome. I said, you know, if we franchise tag, we might be in his bag over that.
He might be.
You know, so you just don't. There's no guarantee. Pitts is playing fantastically, but it doesn't make up for the 3.5 and 4 years of where it has not been the same effort for me.
All right, so let's talk about this for a second. Because many of you, and this gets back to some of the things we've heard on this radio station today, and we love that you listen every day to all of our wonderful shows, but some of y'all are crazy, okay? This gets us back to, do you forgive what has happened prior to this thing looking a lot better? And let's just say over the last 4 to 5 weeks, okay? Even though we got a loss in there, Seattle came in and beat the hell out of us. Over the last 4 to 5 weeks, some of you have just said, wow, look at what this could be. And all of a sudden, Mike, everybody's a salesman and they're selling us, and not Mike and I, but the rest of your friend group on what this could be and the idea of, well, you know, change is hard. I mean, who wants to change this entire thing? I've heard some people say this all of a sudden. 6 weeks ago, 9 weeks ago, you guys are ready to turn the page. What has changed?
Now, it's funny. I heard some guys today. It's like, well, Arthur Smith got 3 years. Oh, really? I mean, come on, guys, rip the freaking Band-Aid off. Stop with that. You know, and by the way, you know, I don't know. Has Zach Robinson figured it out? And now you go, now the offense is really sublime. There's still some really jerky-ass play calls in this offense. And if and when Penix comes back, we've drafted a quarterback who can't seem to operate under center, right? Can only be in shotgun, okay, if we're being real here.
That doesn't help us.
You know, and so I just great that Zach is finally, the light is finally going on. But I just can't buy that. And this stuff that I see and I hear today on social media and what I heard on the radio, it doesn't make up for losing 7 of 10, 5-game losing streak, the most winnable of all the years we've been out of the playoffs, the NFC South.
Goodness.
Carolina comes in, first year, you know, with Canales, he makes some changes. This year, they're in the playoffs. Okay, Liam Cohen, first year, he's going to the playoffs. Ben Johnson, first year, he's going to the playoffs. And now you're telling me, oh, no, no. But by the third year, in his second stint as a head coach, Raheem Morris and this staff are really, really going to figure things out. You guys are delusional. That's why I said to Carl, selective amnesia. You're choosing meaningless wins over when the season was on the line.
In the balance, what did you do when it matters most? You know what gives me the most hope, Mike? Seriously. I think about next year. I think about the years beyond. I think about a 23-year-old Bijan Robinson. And I go, man, how lucky are we to watch what this young fella's doing. 76 yards rushing yesterday, 92 yards receiving. It was a homecoming. For those who don't know, he played high school football there in Arizona, obviously. Family, friends, parents there. It was great for him to have the kind of outing he did. But it was his 5th game this season with 150 more scrimmage yards. He gives me reason to believe, regardless of who's coaching or what's going to be happening here this offseason, Mike, that you know what? There's a reason to believe. James Pierce Jr. gives me a reason to believe. Jalen Walker gives me a reason to believe. I love Xavier Watts, right? Billy Bowman was balling before the injury. There are reasons to believe that, all right, we're going to take the next step here. We're going to turn the page. But I got to tell you guys something. It doesn't happen with just players. What Mike just mentioned is the other part of this equation. It's the coaching element. It's the other big part of this equation. Are you willing to tell me that Jacksonville hasn't had really good players up until this year? No, they did. This is the part. Urban Meyer went there, laid an egg. Okay? Doug Peterson went there. He's a Super Bowl champion winning quarterback or coach. Mm-hmm. Didn't get it done. Whatever Liam Cohen's doing, Mike, he's connecting with this quarterback, and it looks like Sunshine, for the first time in his career, is going to maybe do something in the playoffs. The other part of this is the coaching element, and that's the part right now I have the biggest question mark. It is not our young stars.
No, I mean, that's the thing. If you get things organized and you got guys that are dialed in to take care of the details, the good detail-oriented teams don't lose football games the way we do. Special teams, it came up again.
Blocked field goal.
Blocked field, extra point.
Yes.
You know, I mean, these matter. You know, luckily for us, we were able to handle our business late in the game.
Was it funny that it was Calais Campbell?
Calais, and by the way, Calais Campbell, he is just the big, lovable teddy bear that he was here, that he was in Miami.
He is.
I mean, everybody, and that team is walking wounded. That's why people want to dance around like we won the Stanley Cup or something. It's like, dude, you just beat up. It's a bad football team that was dropping like flies throughout the first half. But still, this team, to Carl's point, has got Brandon Dorlus. We got all these young studs. We got some really good guys. Now, the one question I will debate with some audience, maybe it's not a slam dunk to fire Terry Fontenot.
Okay.
Maybe Fontenot gets to come back, but you bring in a coach who's more organized and a coach who hires better assistants, who he should have in the first place. So that's where I'm at, because there are some really good things on this roster that I think a better coaching staff can maximize.
What do you guys think? We want to hear from you. It's a Falcon Monday, 404-726-0929. Phone lines are open. Big O's by himself today. He's doing all the things. His day-day is off. He's making his way back, and he'll be here tomorrow. But Big O, let's take a couple of calls, man, as we get things started. Want to hear from you guys and where you're at. Mike said it. Win? Great. Was this expected? Well, we were favored, and we told you last week we're a better team despite what we've all seen than the Cardinals. That played out to be true. But as you look at some of these performances and this idea that, oh, well, now Kyle Pitts he's forcing the Falcons to pay him. I'm not paying him. I'm not paying him. And I'm going to tell you guys why. Because I've seen him the last 4 years, Mike. And 4 years, that doesn't change one good season. And this is where good teams, smart front offices get caught up. You pay guys for one good year, Mike, and then guess what? They go back to who they were. And for whatever reason, if you're going to tell me it's clicked for Kyle Pitts, I'm going to tell you, I don't agree with you. I just don't feel like it has. I feel like some of this is a function of them actually trying to get him involved. And Mike, he's answering the bell because he knows the pressure's on. But Mike's been saying it. It's a contract year, whether it's here or somewhere else.
Right, and that's the franchise tag. I know this is where, you know, some guys look at Kyle Pitts and they feel he can do no wrong. And I'm not saying it's all his fault. There were some circumstances. He had two absolute clowns throwing him the football. But he also had a knee injury, which took 2 years to get right. You know, and contributed to a lot of, like, I got to be honest, empty stats. The first year with Matt, the last year now with Cousins. Yeah, the critics will say, hey, he's got a reliable delivery system. Why couldn't our offensive coordinator find a way to make him more productive earlier in the year when we didn't have Darnell Mooney? You know, this is the question we ask Kirk Cousins. You know, why can't he and Drake coexist? Now, Drake's still not 100%, but this is the big picture. Do you look at this team and say, look, I'm going to have to give – I got Bergeron, I got Bijan, I got Drake. You know, and do I just simply franchise tag Pitts and we'll take it from there? But now, some guys outside Atlanta who don't follow it like we do will say, second best tight end in the league.
Oh, my goodness.
Now we're up to 5 touchdowns, you know, 80 receptions. You know, we still got a chance to be a 1,000-yard receiver. So, and by the way, great job to the defense. McBride gets big games against everybody.
He does.
Falcons shut down Trey McBride to the point where he was just dog cussing himself on the sideline yesterday. Great job.
It was. All right, man, want to hear from you guys. By the way, if you're wondering, Kyle Pitts needs 146 yards to 1,000. What does that equate to? 73 yards this upcoming Monday night, 73 yards the last game of the season. Not only is that doable, the way he's playing, he may go over 1,000 yards, but it's within reach. It's a Falcon Monday on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It's Dukes and Bell.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Falcons beat the Cards 26-19. Again, another good game for Kirk Cousins. B was great. Kyle Pitts showed up. We're talking to you about the state of our franchise and where we are and what's changed. Why does this thing look different? Mike and I are both on the same page as far as changes. You may not think that the changes we want or we think we need are the same. We're going to talk more about that, but we don't want to hold you guys up because we love you calling in and being a part of the show. So, Antoine in Snellville, we're going to start with you. We'll get to Brad and Derek, Boogie, Larry, all you guys hold on. We'll get to you as well. Antoine, man, what are you thinking? Hey, man, welcome into Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Antoine. Hey, man.
Don't screw this up.
Oh, Antoine, you failed. You have failed. You become dead, Antoine.
Let's go to Brad in Ackworth. Brad, thanks for listening to Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Hey, man.
Hey, man.
What's going on?
Hey, man.
Hey, listen, you know, the Falcons right now, we're a laughingstock. I'm tired of it. I've been a Falcons fan forever. We are a laughingstock of the NFL. They look at us and they say, oh, the Falcons, who are they? You know, I think it's only the Jets that haven't been to a playoff longer than us. It's
right.
Absolutely ridiculous. I'm really wondering, how in the world could anybody think this coaching staff is awful? How can we think they can stay? There's no way. We cannot keep the staff. We need a hard reset across the board. If I could take the owner out and put a different owner in, I would do it.
Yeah.
We need a complete overhaul. Do you not agree?
No.
I'm gonna hang up.
Appreciate your call, brother, and your passion. Like I said, we just want to win, guys. We just want to win. No, I was just telling Carl. I mean, I agree with everything you said. I think, you know, when you go 8 years without making the playoffs, you're a bad franchise. That starts with the ownership. You know, that's why, you know, Arthur's never going to part with the team, so we got to deal with the things that are possible. Where do you fall on Terry Fontenot? Because I was telling Carl during the break, I'm not trying to be King Solomon here and split the baby, but, you know, I'm beginning to feel maybe Fontenot could stay if I ran things. And maybe if the coach staff goes.
So my argument for Terry Fontenot is this. I provided you with the players necessary to achieve something we never thought possible in Atlanta. You have a chance over the next two games to have the most sacks in the history of the franchise. I have provided you with the most electrifying running back in the National Football League. I have provided you with a top five receiver in Drake London. I have provided you with offensive linemen, okay, that are some of the tops in the league at their position. a Chris Lindstrom. I could go on, right? You underrate Matthew Bergeron. He's not underrated around the league. There are other guys that I've provided with you or provided for you, Mike, on the defensive side from a player standpoint. He's got an argument. I've done my job. You, sir, the coach, has not. You have not taken these pieces and maximized their ability to be great. So if you're going to save him, and if you think he deserves to stay, that is my argument, Mike, as they sit at that big table, and Arthur Blank's at the end, right, like a king, and he's talking to him down the table, and he's going, sir, I provided him with all of these things, and he has not maximized the talent that I've given him. What are you talking about? I deserve not to be here.
Right. Then, of course, Reem would say, hey, you never got me a kicker, Joe.
And then you know what he says? That's your job. You saw him kick on the field to realize he was a bum.
I had a guy, Mark Haz, just hit me up and says, he was playing guys who fit last regime's play style last season. That doesn't matter, I guess. What? Drake London, and we just talked, you get two of the most dynamic players in the league in Drake and Bijan. You know, Pitts, you try to be the psychologist who maximizes Pitts' talents there. The problem last year was the Cousins, you know, meltdown and how they didn't react quick enough to it. And then whatever this was this year, the decision of the offseason to turn the page and then run with Penix Jr. The one thing of Arthur Blank, which maybe gets Terry Fontenot fired, is why did you draft Michael Penix Jr. When he doesn't seem to fit and you have an offensive coordinator who couldn't make it work and couldn't figure him out? You know, so that's why I say you're talking about complimentary football. Does the front office pick the players that the guys that coach these guys can actually use? Defensively, yes. Offensively, not so much all the time.
The Penix thing is interesting. That is the downfall, or at least right now, the red mark on this sheet for the general manager, because it's incomplete. And it may be incomplete. And it may be, Mike, we never live up to the goals with that particular player that we thought we would, and you rolled the dice. That's a red mark. Let's talk to Derek in the ATL. Derek, you're on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Hey, man.
Yo, what's up, guys?
Hey, man.
How y'all feeling today, man?
Good, boss. Good.
Nice. I just wanted to say, man, I feel like the proof is in the pudding, man. Like, our offense is running good, and we got a capable quarterback right now. It's hard to get a good read on Raheem Morris because the 2 years he's been there, we haven't had a competent quarterback. Kirk Cousins coming off an Achilles, and now he's just not getting back into his rhythm. And Penix, of course, you know he's getting hurt all the time. And I think that we just need to get rid of the offensive coordinator and the special teams coach, but don't get rid of that foundation. And also, we need to question Terry Fontenot about what he's doing in the office, because he's not.
Your phone crapped out. Didn't get the last thought on Terry. I mean, he's provided great defense. We've talked about that. Receivers. You know, we didn't really have great receivers. You know, I thought some of the depth eventually showed out, but it was inconsistent, right?
Right.
Mooney, and that was a signing which I wasn't really enamored with, and Mooney's been inconsistent. So it's not all a slam dunk. We've talked about the draft picks. Bergeron, great pick, right? That's great. Then we talked about Troy Andersen, not so great. But then you find Divine Diablo, which is great to correct a mistake you made in Troy Andersen. Offensive line depth, not many teams can go through the kind of hits we had to take this year. You know, losing Storm Norton after we lost, Caleb McGarry. What's your evaluation on the O-line this year, by the way?
Good, not great. There have been times, and part of this is, like, for example, if you're protecting Kirk Cousins, you know he's a statue back there. He's not going to run, but neither does Penix. For the most part, they're guys that are going to be pocket passers, so you got to protect a little bit longer, which also, Mike, you know, projects as to how you want to protect and what you want to do, whether you're max protecting or chipping guys or doing all the things that you try to do to slow down a pass rush. I'm going to give them, if you were going to grade them right now, I'd give them a B. I wouldn't give them a C. I'd give them a B. And the B has to do with new pieces on that offensive line and how they mixed and meshed and still were able to run the ball. Listen, Bijan has still been great because the offensive line has kind of done their job. When they commit to the run, and this is what's so frustrating, and I'm going to let you hear Raheem coming up. He said yesterday they went into this game committed to running the football. Hello? Where's that been? We've been saying this all year. There was probably one team that we couldn't run the football against. It was the New England Patriots. And then I see other teams around the league running the football on the New England Patriots.
Mm.
If you're going to be committed to the one thing that you can hang your hat on, which is what I've been saying all season long, run the ball. Let it do all the things it can for you. Yesterday, he said, well, we went into this game, we wanted to run the football, and we did a pretty good job of it. You think?
Right.
404-726-0929.
I'm talking with a guy right now saying Raheem helped to draft those players on the defense. Well, I'm sure he had input.
He did.
Then he can be a scout. Okay, he can work in a personnel department. But here's the thing. The horrible special teams, the bad decision of hiring Jimmy Lake last year. We've already talked about the disconnect with the offense and a lack of consistency with Zach. That's on the coach. He put the staff together, guys. That all happened on his watch.
Yeah, and by the way, we drafted four defensive starters this year. He should be in that process. He is a Super Bowl champion defensive coordinator. I would hope he had some say in how to improve the defense. But it's the other things that a head coach has to manage that matter. Boogie in the ATL. Boogie, you're on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Hey, man.
Hey, how's it going, guys? You can hear me?
Yes, sir. Man.
Yeah, man. As far as the Kyle Pitts.
You paying him? You paying him?
Yeah, he got to stay, man.
Oh, my goodness.
I got to let the offensive coordinator go and, you know, try to get me one of those play caller coaches like the boy in Dallas, Sherman Vay, because, you know, Raheem, he just, I don't know. Do we have a play clock? I mean, a play sheet or something? Because I never see him hold it. But, yeah, I'm going to spill the beans. Earlier, I was listening to your coworkers are saying Tyler Shaw is better than Penny.
What?
I'm at your head. Y'all ain't heard Deuce Bear?
What'd he say?
Hell no, I didn't hear this.
What?
He said Tyler Shook's better than Penix?
That's what the morning show, Bo Morgan, Squig, Billy.
Oh, wow. He's turned on.
Everybody's saying this.
Turned on Penix.
I want heads.
He's turned on Penix.
I want heads, Carl.
I hear
Tyler
you.
Bear, I want heads about that.
No, well, I hear you.
I
hear
you. Tell you, Tyler Shook's, I mean, he's progressing. I mean, he's now, you can start to look at a sample size. It's not as many games as Michael Penix Jr., but he's got seven touchdowns, five picks. Completion percentage is okay. He's won three games in a row. I mean, it's a bad football team, and he's found a way to win three games in a row.
Bad team.
Michael Penix Jr.'s got better weapons around him.
Yep.
You know, you got a head coach who's an offensive coordinator, offensive-minded coach, who's helping him in Kellen Moore.
Yep.
And perhaps doing a better job than Zach is when Penix was out there.
Stay there. I'm going to address this when we come back because he's trying to create some show-on-show violence here. I see where you're going. You called in. You just wanted to spark us. That's what you did. You're like, I want heads. Let me tell you who said it. Steak Shapiro. That's what he said. All right. We'll come back. I'll answer that question. We'll get into the daily download. We got so much to talk about. Larry in the truck, I want to talk to you, Rashad, as well in Riverdale. Stay there. We'll get you a chance to give you a chance to comment as well on the Falcon Monday.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium, unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
So now y'all ready to compare quarterbacks who haven't done, want to say it with me, nothing in the National Football League. That includes our own guy, Michael Penix. Michael Penix hasn't done enough to start comparing him and saying he's better. Now, here's where Michael Penix, and this is from our last caller who basically wants to start, you know, show violence and boogie.
Now, was it Squid or was it Steak? Do we know who the person is?
He said Steak, but then he said the morning show.
Steak was probably in New Orleans because he was there.
Tulane?
And he was over in Ole Miss. So I presume that from
he saw that beatdown?
In Oxford. A most amazing tailgate, by the way, which it is. You and I both been blessed to be over there at the Grove. It's something like no other tailgate in America.
Oh, he was up in
Ole Miss. So I don't know if he was in New Orleans, but perhaps it was Steak. But Chuck, they're not asking him to do too much, although in the win against the Jets, he threw it 49 times.
Well, that's the one. Okay, so here's where I'm at on this. And I'm not, Boogie, I'm not going to tell you that one guy's better than the other because neither one of them has done nothing. Okay.
Both are older quarterbacks by college to standards. Pro standard, yeah.
Yes, because Shook coming out of Louisville was like 30, okay? Felt that way. Michael Penix has more arm talent, which is why he was projected to be a higher draft pick than Tyler Shook. Shook's big, prototypical NFL quarterback, which is why teams were going to take a chance on him. And Mike said it. He's got a lot of experience. But I'm not ready to sit here and compare. I will simply tell you that our quarterback has more arm talent and more upside. Mm. And more people feel that way. Here's the problem. We haven't seen enough of it. We haven't seen enough of Michael Penix to feel like some people feel after three wins for the Saints. Right. And Tyler Shook, you know what? We went through this quarterback carousel. We may have found our guy. That's what they're thinking in New Orleans right now. Maybe we don't have to get back into the draft and go get another quarterback. Maybe this is going to be our guy, which is what the end of the season is about. The Browns are going through this with Shador. New Orleans is going through it. I think there are various teams that are trying to figure out where they are with their quarterback or their next quarterback. But if you're going to ask me right now, here's my issue with Michael Penix, and this is not a talent issue. It's a health issue. I need him to be 100% healthy so we can truly evaluate him. And until that happens and he starts to consistently win games with that arm talent that everybody's so excited about, I can't sit here and tell you that he's better than anybody or somebody's better than he is. That is our fundamental problem right now, Atlanta. Mike, we have a health problem with Michael Penix. It is not a head issue. It is not that he doesn't know the offense issue. It is not that he can't make the throws issue. It is he going to be healthy when we need him to be?
Tyler Shook is 26, and Mike will be 26 in May. Now, the thing about Tyler, the difference is with Tyler, he can run. And in the game against the Buccaneers, he really didn't do much with his arm. He threw a pick. He only threw it 20 times. But he ran twice. He had two touchdowns running. He had a 34-yard scramble for a run. So this is – and that's the thing about, you know, Penix Jr. Terry looked us in the eye and said there was no way we're going to ever be picking this low and you can't miss out on this talent. Penix Jr. doesn't have a lot of mobility, and he looks like he's in slow motion when you ask him to do the play action. So there's a disconnect there, and I don't know how much you want to blame on Zach. Zach's doing everything he can. Penix Jr. is limited, or would another coordinator come in here and find a way? Or would another coordinator come in the way Shanahan did with Matt Ryan and say, look, we're going to do some naked bootlegs, so tape up your ankles, son. We're going to have to do some things that are not in your comfort zone. And maybe that was some tough love that we needed early on that never happened. I don't know. All I know is Penix Jr. is unknown. Tyler Shook, he's got less games than Penix, but he's doing some good things, which maybe you'll know on draft night if they believe in him or not.
Yeah, and remember, let's slow our roll on the Tyler Shook. Whoever said it, I didn't say anything. Whoever said it, slow your roll. Bryce Young got benched, guys, okay? He was the number one overall pick, and everybody's like, oh, he's the next best thing since sliced bread. He got benched. He's looked better, and certainly Carolina looks like they're going to win this division, which is driving Mike and I absolutely nuts. But slow your roll. This is not a one season or a three game kind of deal. And I don't get overly excited because you had a guy throw the ball 40 times and all of a sudden now, you know, he had a one good game. We could have said that with Michael Penix last year against the Commanders. Mike said it. He played a hell of a game last year, which got us all excited about what this season was going to bring. didn't necessarily work out that way.
You know, it's funny. I'm getting a lot of guys here on social media, and one guy hit me up and said, Leroy Jenkins says...
That's his real name?
Well, he says Troll Tide 4 is his handle on social media.
All right.
We still say Twitter. Carl's, put him up. See, I'm Mike Bell, ATL. He goes, Atlanta fans always ready to fire the next coach. This sports town is so laughable. I hit him back. I said, no, Atlanta fans are soft, and you don't recognize the incompetence with this regime. I think, you know, it used to be in the NFL, you'd have 4 years. College, you'd have 4 or 5 years. Now, you notice, if you don't got it cooking, why are we going to try to roll the same regime out there and hope they figure it out? I've seen enough. The 5-game losing streak, the incompetence in special teams, the bad coaching decisions, the bad execution. I mean, guys, I've seen enough. And Raheem, look at Raheem's winning percentage in his career. That's all you need to know in my book.
Yeah.
I mean, these people somehow delude themselves into thinking it might, but but it might work for us.
Yeah, it's true. You know what, Mike, when you said that about Atlanta fans, whatever, what's his name again? What's the Twitter handle?
That was, hold on,
Leroy
Jenkins.
Yeah, Leroy Jenkins, that's your real name. I here's my deal. You know what's embarrassing? This franchise. And the way it makes Falcon fans feel when you have to defend your franchise. That's what's embarrassing. It's not that we want change. Change is the course to hopefully get better. Change is the course to hope. It is not embarrassing that we want change. What's embarrassing is how often you have to try to defend this franchise and tell people what you think it is and what you hope it's going to be, mm-hmm. and then it never turns out that. That's embarrassing.
Right. So here's the deal. 8 years,
Leroy.
8 years without the playoffs. I say it all the time with Braves fans who always, well, gee whiz, get them next year.
Gee Whitakers.
Best of five. You know, sure, we had the best offense and, you know, it was a historic year, but gee whiz, you just can't win them all. You know, I can't truck with that thought pattern. It's like you guys are from a different planet. If you're not trying to win a championship every year, and look, I get it. There's some years where you've got to build with the building blocks, but this was a team that was 6-3 in first place in the division last year.
Right.
Things are in place. You've got things. You've got some dynamic players. So I can't believe it. I cannot rationalize some of the things I'm seeing today. So let's bring it out. No. Next year, they'll get it right. Now, one thing I will agree with some people, Carl, we still don't know what the quarterback situation is, whoever the coaching staff is.
No.
That's fair.
It's the biggest question mark, guys.
So the rationale is we'll bring back the coaching staff that can't make a good situation to work, but they'll get a tough situation to work next year?
We won 26-19 yesterday. And many of you are tuning in right now and going, well, we won. Yes, we did. But right now, guys, we have more questions than answers. It's going to be that way until we get deep into the offseason. Matter of fact, it's going to be that way, honestly, until Black Monday. Because that's going to be the deciding day on whether some people are here or not. And then we can go from there. But that is literally 2 weeks away, and we still have more questions than answers. Larry in the truck, I appreciate your patience, man. Want to hear from you, Larry, and Rashad will get to you in Riverdale. Larry, what's going on, man? Hey, man.
Great show, you guys. I love your show. Your question was asked, where are we at with the Falcons?
Yes.
I'm 73-year-old. I was a Falcons fan when Norv Parker was the coach. I have seen coaches come and go, Marion Campbell twice. Mike is 100% right. We got to get rid of Raheem. Raheem, he's a nice guy. I love to hear him talk, but he's not a head coach. His record proves it. And the blame always goes on the head coach. We've had quarterback problems. We've had kicking problems. We've had special team problems. We've had offensive play calling problems. We got eliminated from the playoffs in December, the 1st of December, in a division that is what? What's going to win it? 8-9?
It's terrible.
It is terrible. Yep. We have got to get rid of Raheem. I'm sorry. I'll shut up and listen to what you guys got to say.
Larry, real quick, don't ever apologize for feeling how you feel, okay? And by the way, thank you for listening and thank you for calling. Listen, half of the city may not agree with you. Who cares?
Right.
Don't apologize for how you feel. Mike and I run into people every single day in this city who feel the same way you do because of the lack of what we've seen on the field. It is not personal. We're not sitting here criticizing Raheem and his family and other things.
No.
We're simply telling you the job as a football coach has not been done the way as good as what we thought it would be. And therefore, it's a results-driven business. That's it.
Guy is 21 games under 500 as a head coach, 7 games under 500 as a Falcons head coach, including as an interim. You know, and so look, I don't get what if you have a motivation that's there's ulterior motives, if it's an agenda driven thing. But I mean, I can't vibe it. The same goes. I'm starting to feel the same way about Raheem that I'm going to start feeling the same way about Quinn Snyder if
yes,
his
sir.
Hawks team
yes,
doesn't turn things around. And I'd be curious to see the same people who want to keep Raheem how they feel about me when I start bashing Quinn. Because we've got a really good basketball team that he doesn't seem to know how to coach to play defense. More on that coming up.
No doubt. I'm totally on board. And by the way, if you missed our pre-show, it's behind the curtain. You can check that out on all social media platforms. We do it every day around 11:15 or so, somewhere around there. But it's something we discussed today, and it is very interesting. Last night, you want to talk about embarrassing? Leroy, your team giving up 150 points, and you score 150 and you lose? Come on. Larry, appreciate you in the truck. Let's talk to Rashad in Riverdale. Rashad, you're on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Hey, man.
Hey, man.
What's going on?
What's going on? Hey, yeah, man. First things first, man. Got to clean house. Raheem needs to go. Zach needs to go. I was at the Miami game, man. It was really sad to see all the faithful Falcon fans in there who invested time and energy right. into this team just to be let down year after year again, man. It's really a gut punch.
That is. I mean, and that's then that was one where Kirk – that was when they thought Penix could go, so Kirk didn't get the full – we were told Kirk didn't get the full week of prep. Sorry to cut you off, caller. And that's when, you know, Kirk looked awful in that game. There was no connection with receivers, for what it's worth.
Yeah. And that was one – to me, that was a changing point in the season. Because they had come in with a three-game losing streak. They had lost to the Panthers, the Chargers, the Browns. I'm talking about the Miami Dolphins, who now have made a quarterback switch, and more than likely their coach is going to be fired too. Mm-hmm. But when they came in against us, I mean, guys, they weren't doing anything well. Tua was awful at that point in the season, and then he got even worse because they benched him. But to me, that was the turning point because those are games you have to win. And when you start talking about the games that you should have won this year versus the games you didn't win, Mike, that's the difference in our season and, more importantly, why we are on the outside looking in again. The five-game losing streak, you should have beaten the Dolphins. You should have beaten the Patriots. The Colts game was winnable. It goes to overtime overseas on a neutral field. The Panthers the following week, you lose by 3 points. That is when we find out about this coaching staff. And trust me, guys, every team loses close games in this league. But you don't get on 5, 6, 7-game losing streaks, Mike. Those are the bad teams that don't know how to work themselves out of a paper bag. That is what it felt like during that 5-game losing streak.
Right, and we've talked about the coaching decisions. To me, you don't have to look that far. Special teams.
Oh, geez.
The Rams just fired their special teams coach Christmas week. If you want to see me on a cold-hearted world of results, yeah, it's results-driven business.
Yeah, Merry Christmas.
They fired the special teams coach because they made some egregious special teams mistakes. This is a team which is on its way potentially to a 1 or 2 seed in the NFC in the Super Bowl. We don't make any changes, and special teams cost us 5 freaking games. It happened again this week. We get the worst special teams in the NFL, and it never got addressed. Okay, we fire one coach because look, I don't want to trigger somebody over Ike Hilliard. Ike was scapegoated after the Carolina game for the wide receiver play, and then we let special teams just fester the entire year. And I hate using that word fester.
It's true though. It's that is the perfect word. Here's where we're at today. For those of you who are saying, wait a minute, fellas, didn't we win yesterday? We did. Congratulations to Kirk Cousins and certainly Bijan Robinson, who had an amazing game yesterday, and Kyle Pitts, 7 balls for 57 yards and a touchdown, his 5th touchdown of the season, which is a career high. All of those things are wonderful, but it still relates to we got 2 weeks left, and what are we playing for? We have 2 weeks left, and what are you looking at? I said to Mike today, and I'm going to tell you guys this, we're going to learn a lot about this coaching staff and this team on Monday night. Rams are coming in here all about business. Mike just mentioned where they're at in the standings and what their goal is, and they're well on their way to getting it. If you're playing for a number one overall seed, they won't be laying down on Monday night, okay? So if we lay an egg, get embarrassed or get blown out again on Monday night football, how are you going to feel then? Yeah. How are you going to feel then? Because, Mike, here it is again. We're playing busters. Right? And the Cardinals, not good. Jets yesterday. I mean, come on. The Jets game, it just goes back to this season. It's like a nightmare. But you play the Rams, who are one of the best teams in the league. How are you going to show up,
Raheem? Yeah, I mean, I don't think having your tight end run into the quarterback while he's trying to make a handoff is going to get it done against the Rams. Did you guys watch the game? Look, yes, we don't apologize for a win on this station, because a win is a win, and I'd rather watch that than get a sharp stick in my eyeball. Did you watch us on those fourth downs? Did you watch the blocked extra point? Did you watch us have to sweat? And C.J. Henderson has to make a circus catch against one of the worst teams in the league. But that's momentum for next season. No, that's proof that things are turning around. You are out of your freaking mind.
Daily download brought to you by Akins Ford. Check out the year-end sales at AkinsFord.com. All right, we're coming back. More around the NFL. Also, college football this weekend sets up what I think is going to be one of the best, if not the best, weekends of the year as we get ready for the teams that moved on. We're going to dive into all of that and much more. More of your calls here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience.
I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.